You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bridget, maybe we can tie in a third D pair into the future-looking stuff as well. So, you know, Monty says he's not too worried about the loss. Okay, fine. Forward-looking, we have 15 games left in the regular season going into the playoffs. Bridget and Scott, what do you individually want to see this Bruins team improve upon or take note of as they gear up for the postseason?
Well, so just like things that have popped up kind of over and over again this season, like you want to see consistency. You don't want to see, you know, listen, if they have a couple more rough games over the final 15, that's okay. Like I don't think anyone really plays 15 really good games in a row, even in the playoffs, but like teams that win the Stanley Cup have duds in the playoffs mixed in along the way. But it can't be like every third or fourth game. Like you shouldn't have four or five more stinkers in these final 15. So more night to night consistency. I want to see them in more close games in the third period with a one or two goal lead, because I think every opportunity to practice closing out games they can get is going to be beneficial, because they've done it a couple times recently. They've closed out games against Toronto. They extended the lead against Pittsburgh. But they haven't done it enough where I think anyone's going to feel good about it. So the more of those chances you can get, the better. So I'd like to see that. And then just the puck management that leads to odd man rushes that you see improvement. Like you see the games against Toronto and Edmonton and even Pittsburgh where it's like, wow, those are high powered offenses that, you know, they kept pretty quiet, and it's like, okay, they can do it. And then you get last night and you get, you know, bad Lauri pinch and you get bad transition defense on the, I think it was the side goal where Charlie Coyle came back and kind of did a flyby, which you almost never see from him. And there were a couple times with Coyle where we know he was dealing with an illness. He missed morning skate. He was late getting on the ice for warmups. He was early leaving the ice for warmups. And there were a couple times where I was like, I kind of wonder if he's still battling it, because he didn't really look like himself. And that was one of them. It's like, you don't see him kind of do a flyby, you know, just reaching out with the stick very often. Like usually he gets in better position than that.
He only won, Coyle only won 36% of his face-offs. Like you could tell he was definitely a little bit off.
Yeah. So those are the main things that I want to see.
Well, first of all, I think when you talk about what you want to see in the last 15 games of the season, and you can extend that into the playoffs, I'm trying to not be like overly looking into just the St. Louis game, right? Like if you look back a few games on what they did well and what they haven't done well, it feels like the bottom six is doing what you want it to do. Oh, by the way, Johnny Beecher took warmups. We didn't bring that up yet, but if you're happy with the fourth line, you kind of have to ask, is Beecher back? What's going on with that? But
Well, they sent him back down after the game, so it doesn't.
So unfortunately for him, the fourth line had their best game.
Yeah,
probably this season when he was looking to get back in the lineup. So that definitely did not help him out. But the idea with if they wanted to bring him back in would be the faceoff stuff. And they were bad at the dot, against St. Louis. Like I mentioned, Coyle's numbers were pretty bad, so that kind of skewed it. Zaka was below 50%. The only person that was above it was Geeky. Boquist was 0-for-5. So I'd say faceoff numbers need to get better so that possession, you have more possession. But that's kind of difficult to improve with only 15 games left in the season. Like, you kind of know what you have with these guys at center in terms of faceoffs, I feel like, at this point.
I feel like for Beecher, again, just because of where we are in the season, look, you haven't seen Pat Maroon yet. He's probably going to be still, he might get into game action probably with under 10 games to go in the regular season based on his timeline. But I could be wrong about that. I mean, I could see a situation where the Bruins, depending on a playoff matchup, might, let's say they were to play, if they were to play Toronto in the first round, I don't think the Bruins would hate having Jesper Boqvist in that fourth line because of his skating speed up and down the ice and his ability pretty much outside the faceoff circle to play a pretty strong game. But if the Bruins were to play Florida or Carolina in coming rounds or the Rangers, I could see them maybe wanting a fourth line with Maroon, Brazo, and Johnny Beecher, because Beecher has size, but he also has speed and faceoff ability. And then you have some bigger guys on the wings. So Beecher might be a situation of timing an opponent. And it seems pretty clear they may call him up because of the uncertainty surrounding Charlie Coyle last night, and then they would send him back down afterwards. But for me, what I want to see in the last 15 games is intensity. And I just think that it's the NHL playoffs are such a different game from the regular season, where you have every team, they're on different schedules. Your opponent could be in the middle of a 3-game and 4-night situation. They could be in the middle of a back-to-back. They could be in the middle of travel. Like, there's intangible reasons as to why you might not get someone's best on a given night. There's reasons why you might not be able to give your best on a given night in the regular season with the schedule. And all those things kind of, you add into the fact that when the playoffs start, everybody's turning it up 10 notches for the ultimate prize. I think the Bruins they can't flip that switch on game one. Like, they need to, their defensive intensity, their intensity on the forecheck, their attention to detail, and their situational execution of, 6-on-5 situations or special team situations, everything has to be sharp before game one. And not that it has to be perfect, but that's what they should be focusing on. Treat every game from here on out like it's a playoff game. I know it's tough to manufacture that, but you know what? When you're a professional, you have to do it, because that's what's going to make you better in the spring. And you're not just going to turn it on in game one. It's not going to happen. So I want intensity to be the key word for this team in the locker room the last 15 games.
Yeah, or play like you're trying to make the playoffs. Like, it's not safe. You know what I mean? Like, play like you're a bubble team and you're trying to like scrap your way in.
Well, and we've talked about it, like how this team does kind of have a habit of playing up and down to competition. And they certainly brought that intensity against Toronto last week. And they have games on the schedule where you hope, you know, whether they just bring it on their own or maybe the opponent brings it out of them with a physical start or something. But you got the Rangers, you got two against Florida left. Tampa, you face Carolina twice in a week in April. Like, those are all games that should really start to ramp up. Like, that's actually, to me, especially since you're safe in the playoffs, like, that's a good schedule to have down the stretch, where you're gonna face all the other top teams in the East pretty much down the stretch here. So, including two each with Florida and Carolina. So hopefully those games pull the best out of the Bruins and they get, you know, a little taste of playoff action. And most of those teams are still battling for seeding too. So it's not, I don't really think anyone's going to be on cruise control, or at least they shouldn't. I mean, maybe Florida, if they start to pull away a little, but that hasn't happened. The Bruins are only 1 point behind them. So yeah, you know, could they play down to a, you know, a Pittsburgh, Washington, Ottawa towards the end of the year? Maybe, and that's not ideal. Like, it shouldn't happen. But I'm much more interested in those games against the top teams, right? Like, an off Monday night against the Blues. Again, it shouldn't happen, and I get it. If you paid $300 for a ticket, you're disappointed. But that wouldn't worry me as much as if they no-show against the Rangers next week.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just looking at the schedule you were mentioning, Scott. It's you're absolutely right. It's the point that I made about intensity. The schedule, if the Bruins don't want to be intense, their schedule is going to make them, right? I mean, you're talking about, what, 6 or 7, 8 games remaining of the last 15 that are against teams that could win a Stanley Cup and our conference foes that you're going to have to try to probably get through. So yes, the schedule is tailor-made for them to enter the playoffs playing the right way, because either two things are going to happen. They're going to have to play the right way to beat these teams down the stretch, or they're going to lose to these teams down the stretch and have a very fresh reminder heading into April what it's going to take to beat them.
Not to mention, by the way, there's also a game at Nashville in there, and the Predators have been one of the hottest teams in the NHL for the past month. So that's, you know, I realize that maybe doesn't stand out as like a circle it on the calendar game, but that's a team that's playing extremely well too.
Yeah, it's just because, I mean, most people here watching like conference games or division games, if they're not watching the Bruins, are probably not watching a lot of Preds games, but yeah, they're on a hot streak too.